now we see the delusion is perpetrated in the world. And I'm reading now verses 15 through 17 in my translation, which I cannot recommend. It was given to him to give breath to the image of the wild beast, that the image of the wild beast should both speak and cause that as many as should not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, the free and the slave, that there be given them a mark on their right hand or upon their forehead, and that no one should be able to buy or sell except one having the mark, even the name of the beast or the number of his name. And believe me, has there been a lot of guesswork about this number that he puts and the mark of the beast? Well, first of all, let's note it was given to him to give breath to the image of the wild beast. And I want to tell you that that's going to be a different idol up to the present. Remember, Isaiah mentions it. In fact, all the prophets do, that idols can speak. And Paul mentions it. But believe me, here's one that does speak. And I think they'll call the scientists of the world in to look over this image. And I think they'll all give a report. They don't understand it. They can't explain it. This is a miracle. And this is something that'll cause the whole world to turn and worship the beast. And he's wedding now religion and business, you see. You've got to have the mark of the beast to do business. Well, in John's day, soldiers were branded by their commanders. Slaves were branded by their masters. And those attached to certain pagan temples were branded by the mark of the god or goddess they served. Ptolemy Philopater had all Jews in Alexandria marked with the ivy leaf. That was the symbol of Dionysius. But in our day, a newspaper columnist who wrote an article entitled Living by the Numbers, he deplored the fact that we have to carry so many different cards in our wallets and concluded with this paragraph. Listen to this. It would simplify matters if the government would assign each of us a single, all-purpose number which we could have tattooed across the forehead to spare us the trouble of carrying all these cards. That's an interesting comment. Now, don't misunderstand me. This is not the fulfillment of prophecy today, but it sure shows you how it can come to pass. But what is the mark of the beast? Well, it's not given us to know. We're not told that. But that hasn't kept many expositors from telling us what it is. Now, will you notice verse 18? Here is wisdom. He that hath understanding, let him count the number of the beast. For it's the number of man, and his number is 666. Well, here is wisdom. I think this is a rather ironical declaration when we consider the maze of speculation accumulated through the centuries on this verse. And you talk about the numbers racket, here it is. In the Greek, there is a very beautiful arrangement of this number. It's hexakosioi, hexakonta, and hex, 666. Now, numerical values attached to each letter, for sure. But we must let it stand there, for the visible number of the beast and its meaning awaits the day of his manifestation. That may be a nice little jigsaw puzzle for a lot of people to play at these numbers. But my friend, you will not know till you get to the great tribulation period. And I would suggest that you try, take your mind off of that, present Jesus Christ today, that we might reduce the population of those that have to go through the great tribulation and will know what the number of the beast is. Now, I'm not anxious to know the number of beasts. And after I have read this, may I say that I am thankful today I'll not have to live in that period. I'm very thankful today that I know Jesus Christ as my Savior. But instead of spending time with Antichrist, I want to know Christ. I can say with Paul that I might know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. And also tells me not to trust man. It was Jeremiah that said in the 17th chapter, verse 5, Thus saith the Lord, Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm. And again, He says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. And this passage doesn't interest me a bit as to what the number of the beast is or who he is or anything about it. It makes me want to know Jesus Christ more, because my plan is to be with him, not because of who I am or what I've done, but because Jesus Christ died for me on the cross. And by his grace, I'll go in his presence. And I'm thankful for that today.